We all have opinions. Welcome to Speaking Truth to Power, a podcast where we, the people, get to weigh in on today's happenings. Join us with your mind open for discussion on everything from the Constitution, raw society, law, interviews, and so much more. Powered by the law offices of Jason E. Taylor.
Hello, this is Jason Taylor with Law Office of Jason Taylor with our podcast, Speaking Truth to Power. Hope you're doing well today. It's a casual Friday for us, so that's why I'm here, more casual than usual. Hope you all are well. Just wanted to give you an update. This Senate Bill 4317, what's been called the Safe to Work Act, I believe yesterday went from the Judiciary Committee out to the senators. I don't know after that kind of what the status is right now. But I got to tell you, to me it's unbelievable. It's an attack on our freedoms. I feel like it's revolutionary because it prevents our right to a civil jury trial on a number of issues. It discards state health and safety laws. You know, their states' rights are kind of preempted here for federal stuff. Individual rights are preempted. It impacts our retirees, our elderly, our young. It impacts everybody, but more significantly than basically, it says that during this COVID time, our corporations and government do not have to act reasonable in their conduct. You still do. And that's all we've ever required of anybody, person or corporation. You know, it's reasonable. It's only when your conduct's unreasonable and that unreasonable conduct causes harm are you held accountable for your unreasonable conduct. And these bastards, for lack of a better term, it's the most appropriate term, bastards in our legislature. They've already done it in North Carolina. This is, and they're bastards. Now we're in the federal legislative branch, and they're bastards, and they are saying that all of these corporations and government basically have immunity against the harms they cause individuals, right, for their unreasonable, negligent conduct. It requires them to be grossly negligent. It requires them to almost be willful in causing you harm. And then it's only the economic losses you have. So if you're retired, you don't have a loss. If you're a child, you don't have an economic loss, right? So only, and if you suffer some real painful harm and you are employed and you have economic loss, you can't recover for your painful harm, just your economic loss. And, oh, by the way, if they are protected because it has some affiliation with COVID, and you hire a lawyer or you send a letter to that one producing the harm that says, hey, I've suffered this loss because of your unreasonable conduct, your negligent conduct, you can be liable or your lawyer can be liable. So let me ask you this. What the fuck is that? Huh? What is that? How crazy is that? And this is brought by our Republicans, now, which I spent my entire life as a Ronald Reagan conservative, right? Not anymore, because Ronald Reagan conservatism doesn't exist anymore, right? What we have is not a conservative branch of our government or party of our government. I don't know what you call it. To me, it's crazy. Individual rights they are trying to do away with because the money they get comes from corporate America. And they're in the government. So let us protect the government and let us protect corporate America at the expense of the citizens. It is unfathomable. And I will not vote for any legislator who voted for that bill in North Carolina, nor will I vote for any legislator who supports that federally. And I contacted Tillis and Burr and told them to vote against it, which of course will likely not happen, but we'll see. And I will consider it part of my life's responsibility to get rid of everybody in the state and the federal government that supported such gross legislation that harms the people. This is why people should be locked and loaded, right? This is complete destruction of the Constitution and our rights under it. This is when you talk about rising up, Sunshine Patriot, because, these are the times that try men's souls, as Thomas Paine said. They are taking your rights. Now, if you think that's okay, I don't have an excuse for you. It's yours. They're taking something that belongs to you. So it takes you to say, that's okay. I want them to take away my rights under the Constitution as a citizen. If you say and believe that, that's fine. I encourage you to go back to school, get your IQ tested, a number of other things, because nobody should voluntarily give these rights away. And if you think you should, then think of the fact pattern where you've suffered a harm and you contact me or some other lawyer and we say, sorry, we can't help you. There's COVID immunity. And you say, but they were negligent. They my poor grandmother, they had 70 people in that nursing facility and they only had one person on staff. I say, sorry, that's not grounds. There's COVID immunity. And you say, but that's crazy. And I say, you're right. Why didn't you do something about it? This is your turn, your time. Stand up, do the right thing, and let these people who are there supposed to be representing us know that they have failed. They better not pass this, and you're going to take care of those in North Carolina by getting rid of them, and you're going to take care of those in the federal government who support this by getting rid of them. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for tuning in today as we are Speaking Truth to Power, where it's about the truth, not titles or party affiliation, just the cold, hard facts. We invite you to email us topics you'd like to hear discussed. We welcome all feedback. Find us online through all social media platforms and at thelitigator.com. That's thelitigator.com. Until next time, take care and stay vertical, friends.